It's the Observation Deck with Gordo on this Monday morning, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Hope you guys had a good weekend. For some reason, I was just taking a dive into the old band Lovin' Spoonful. Do you know anything about that band?
I was trying to defend them against you about 2 months ago.
I don't know about that. I think you were bagging off.
Oh, my gosh. You're ridiculous.
What led you down that path?
Because I love that one song, Darlin' Be Home Soon. And I knew it from the Joe Cocker cover of the song.
Mm-hmm.
But it was written by John Sebastian of the Lovin' Spoonful, and they did it for a, I think it was a Francis Ford Coppola movie or something. It was in that soundtrack.
In February, for Ticket Stock, I did Do You Believe in Magic by the Lovin' Spoonful.
Which is a great song.
And had to defend John Sebastian and Lovin' Spoonful. Yeah, I really didn't like the way they recorded that, and their melodies aren't that great.
No, that's not true. I remember praising the fact that Sean Cassidy chose it for one of his albums.
Oh, that's right. That was the debate, is that Sean Cassidy's was better than...
Okay.
But now he's finally come around on John
Sebastian. In a lot of ways, his cover is the original.
You're so frustrating.
Or am I? 888-7-
Okay, yeah, I guess we can take some calls on it.
No, but anyway, the Lovin' Spoonful. Is it the Lovin' Spoonful or just Lovin' Spoonful?
I've heard both. It's like just Lovin' Spoonful.
That's like Eagles and the Eagles. It's Everybody calls them the Eagles, but the actual Eagles. Name is Eagles. Yet, so many people call them the Eagles. Now, even the band members, you'll hear them calling it the Eagles. So it's confusing. But you guys are not... Are you guys bird dogs or the bird dogs?
The.
Okay. There's never been any debate about that.
No.
Not at all.
Because nobody talks about us, so there's no debate.
Looks like they are the Lovin' Spoonful.
Way to go, George.
Okay.
Way to go. You got it wrong.
Okay.
That really hurt me that you gave me musical misinformation just then.
Well, I mean,
okay. I think that Winnipeg is not out of this yet.
Okay, I'd like hear this.
I think what they need to do, because it seems like these two teams battle year after year.
No.
Not really.
Not really.
And so what I
mean,
think,
in the regular season, yes.
What I think they need to do is challenge the Stars to a best 2 out of 3.
No.
Just really settle who goes on to the conference final.
A best 2 out of 3 7-game series?
Ooh, that's an even better idea. See, you took my idea and you added and made it better.
Because they just played a best 4 out of 7.
Right. But that's not good for Winnipeg. So they want to give, they want a 2 out of 3 series. They want to do a best.
They would have lost that too.
Yeah. They would have been dispatched
not this
earlier.
Time. It was because Winnipeg was shocked over having to play possibly 7 games.
Hmm.
And so they were intimidated by that. So what they need to do is insult the Dallas Stars' manhood.
Hmm.
And convince them to do, and then say it's for charity.
Nobody can throw ice water on a great moment in Dallas sports than Gordo.
Well, if the Stars are so good at beating Winnipeg, then why are they...
See what I mean?
Why are they saying no to the 2 out of 3?
Because
they've already advanced.
It's not how the NHL playoffs are formatted.
You can't just challenge someone.
No, there's no challenge system.
And then they have to respond... to defend their honor?
No. You can't challenge them to 2 more 7-game series.
Then the NHL needs to get with the times.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, look, baseball updated themselves. The NHL can update themselves to...
What, endless playoff series? Yeah, that's a great idea.
Hockey duels.
That's a great idea.
Make Edmonton wait 2 more months to play Dallas.
Hey, it makes more money for the league.
Not in the long run.
Everybody would stop going.
Right.
Your stupid rules.
What about that? That the whole regular season is just a series of challenges. Which team is challenging who, and then they have to schedule it.
Okay.
Instead of putting out a schedule.
No.
What? Start liking my ideas.
These are bad ideas.
No.
Sometimes, occasionally, you'll have a good idea.
Yeah.
But these are bad ideas.
Who's the Winnipeg coach? He's my favorite.
Scott Arneil.
Still have the idea, though.
He's great.
Okay.
Okay, I want to talk about... I want to talk Pope. We all love Pope. Pope Leo. There was a great story that came out about this guy in Italy who was like this 26-year-old trainer. And he trained this older gentleman who was in good shape. He said this guy was in good shape. He for a guy, it looks like a guy who had played sports all his life and everything and had good muscle mass for an older gentleman and everything. Anyway, so this trainer, 26-year-old, is watching TV for when they introduce the new Pope. The guy walks out on the balcony. He's like, I've been training that dude for 2 years. I didn't even know he was a cardinal or anything. He just thought the guy was like a professor or something at a college. Oh,
funny.
Maybe.
Wow.
Because
he's a very humble guy.
Yeah. Can you imagine that reveal?
That's crazy.
The guy you've been training for 2 years walks out on the balcony and he's the new Pope all of a sudden.
That's the greatness in having an American Pope. We're getting all kinds of stories like this.
I know it. Yeah. It really is kind of freaking me out.
I know.
All these stories of his regular life.
Does he play golf? Is he the first Pope to play golf?
I bet he does.
We've had to have other golfing.
Have you ever seen a Pope playing golf?
No.
No, because of the skirt, it's hard for them to hit the ball.
Outside of maybe on David Allen at large, he always had some sort of Pope gag going.
More of a robe, not a skirt.
Oh.
Skirt.
Well, it does look kind of skirtish, doesn't it? Goes all the way down.
Looks like a robe.
But is it open in the front? Is it like a karate robe?
Yes, it's like a karate robe.
Gosh.
The Pope wears a karate robe.
The Pope's karate robe? What?
Just like do mushrooms all weekend long?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I did mushrooms all weekend long.
Look at his hair. It's back to having its own ecosystem again.
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
No. Stop remembering phrases from 30 years ago.
Yeah, me.
My hair does not have its own ecosystem.
That is a rarely used impersonation.
Boy, it's a good one, though. You talk just like that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I would say probably 70% of my impersonations are people that no one knows about. That are just from my personal life.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, the Pope and the robe.
Golf.
Okay, what about his golf
Hello
outfit?
Friends.
Maybe he wears like the golf skirt that the LPGA wears. Or do they wear pants now in the LPGA?
Shorts and skirts mainly.
Yay! Like skorts?
No, I would say shorts.
They wear shorts?
And breeches, yeah.
I don't know. It seems like I always...
Pants?
Maybe I'm just confusing with, like, the tennis skirt. I thought that the golf skirt and the tennis skirt are not that far off.
Well, that's true, but I would say that...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say most wear shorts.
That was 25 years ago.
You started it.
You guys are going to need another training camp deprogramming.
No, we won't. Anyway, I wanted to tell you the story about the Pope's trainer.
That's a great story.
That's amazing.
Yes. Yes. I'm wondering if he's... We debated this before. Has he ever listened to The Ticket?
I think there's a chance.
There's a chance.
Big sports fan. Had
from
to
Chicago,
come through Dallas. Yeah.
Probably has friends or family that lives here.
Yes.
And he's probably met a lot of, this is going to sound stupid, but he's probably met a lot of Catholics.
I would agree with that statement.
Okay. You know, I'm talking about like a priest that, you know, they take jobs in different cities and everything. So he's had to know some... friend of his has become a priest in Dallas.
Right.
So he's probably been through, right? And then as cardinal, was he ever over Dallas? I don't know what cardinals do.
No.
Right? No. What do cardinals do?
Well, the Arizona Cardinals are usually over Dallas, yeah.
I thought...
Football.
Stop Hello. Being a writer Hello. For North.
Well, they won
one
six
moment.
Straight at AT&T. Oh, that's just Kyler's won.
Yeah.
Six or seven straight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but aren't they like regional managers, cardinals? Or are those bishops?
No, those are bishops and archbishops. Cardinals go to Rome. They do all their work in Rome. Now they come back, but they're...
So they don't have provinces that they do all the payroll for?
No, they're... No, they may still be linked in some way, but I don't think so. I think once they're a cardinal, that means they go to the Vatican... And they serve the Pope, or they're part of the College of Cardinals. Like when Farrell left here, mm-hmm. Dallas, then the new bishop took over, and Farrell just did his work over in
right.
Vatican City.
Yeah, so it's Rome-centric,
yeah.
being a cardinal.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that a collection of cardinals is called a College of Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a murder of crows.
Yes.
Or a pod of whales?
Who knows?
Or
Nobody
flaxen
could know.
Of geese. All right. And then, finally, on the... Oh, now Finally, I want to promote Muse in the News today at 7:15. We have some of the best news that you're not going to can't want to be hearing.
Do you want me to tell you what your headlines will be?
What?
Since I know you haven't looked at it yet.
I almost just said the Richard words.
Did you hear about Biden's cancer diagnosis?
Yes.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Louisiana manhunt for all the prison escapees?
No.
In the picture they drew in the cell that they escaped from?
They had a huge jailbreak where like 10 guys broke out and they had help on the inside. Fascinating story.
What did they write on the wall going to see the
tell you at 7:15.
Okay. I'm going to have to tune in. Why don't you just let us do news at
7:15? Yeah, we'll tell you what's going on.
We had all the big storms we got to talk about. You got a lot to get to.
Were there big storms here?
Huge.
They didn't happen at Gordon's house, so couldn't have been big storms.
Well, to be fair, Gordon. I was told that, big weather's coming through, and then it completely missed me.
Okay, so.
Weather's crazy again, around here,
so
y'all.
I'm not so sure about this weather
here
thing.
Thinks it has to happen to him for it to be a story.
Yeah, I don't remember being in a prison break. So
he didn't create the moisture and the upper air disturbances, so it can't have happened.
Yeah.
It wasn't that great.
Tornado didn't interfere with his dinner, so therefore it must not have happened.
Work with a bunch of vipers.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
I think that was the ODAC.
Thank you, I think.